and
Very
visual
true.
effects editing, just to describe what it is you are the bridge between, you're kind of the bridge between the editorial department and the visual effects department, because, you know, once those shots are cut in, the ones that have to be visual effects shots, they have to be passed, you know, everything has to, the plates have to be passed over, frame ranges, a whole bunch of data that, you know, as you know, you're a VFX artist, all that stuff you get essentially comes through us. We have to translate that information across from editorial to through to the VFX vendors. My first editorial job as a trainee, I got that just after I graduated. I sent a bunch of emails out to a lot of editors through their agents, just asking for a, you know, job. That probably, that's not actually, you know, there's no one way to get in. This was my way, you know. I just sent sent messages to the editors directly, and which isn't really, you know, really you should go. Most people go through as a runner, work their way up, you know, meet other assistants, meet a post-production supervisor or coordinator, and they employ them. But I went straight to the editors, not that kind of like a lack of knowledge, I guess, of how hierarchy and structure works. But it worked out, and one of them, out of, I don't know how many hundreds of emails I sent, hundreds of emails, one of them got back to, well, a few of them got back to me. One of them was like, his name Jake Roberts, ever grateful to Jake. He said, if I, he's going for a job, he's like, if I get this job, then you can come on as a trainee. He got the job, he brought me in as a trainee. On a big budget VFX film, where the VFX is really important, you're going to have to speak to the to the director most times, you know, because they're going to want to know exactly what's going on, or the director or the showrunner, you know, they're going to want to know exactly what's going on here. They know, you know, they know the script, they know the vision, and they're going to want to see early versions of it.
Hi, and welcome to the VFX Artists Podcast. On today's episode, I have my good friend and VFX editor, Beaumont Lorenzo. During today's discussion, I'm looking to find out more about what VFX editors do, as well as to learn more about Bo's journey into the VFX industry. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the show. And welcome to the show. Like, I wanted to learn more about your journey as a VFX editor, just because, like, what you do as a VFX editor affects many of the VFX sectors, and the vendors and the artists, as well as the end viewer of the film. I wanted to find out more about do. Yeah. So yeah, just before we get started, just can you just do the due diligence and just introduce yourself and just tell us what you currently do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Bo, or full name's Beaumont Lowenthal, Bo for short. I'm currently working as a visual effects editor on a new Star Wars series. It's actually my first job as a VFX editor. I've worked as an assistant for the past 3-4 years, and I finally took my step up this year.
Yeah, nice. Can you tell us a bit more about where the love for editing and VFX came from?
Yeah, so back in college, I kind of discovered editing because I was on a media course, which I actually chose as like an extra option. Not really interested in doing it. I wanted to study physiotherapy.
All right.
And, I ended up going to really enjoying. We did a few projects. I really enjoyed editing them, and then we moved on. I chose a course, chose to do a degree in film and TV. Edited all, like, kind of chose myself as the editor for all my projects there. And then not long after graduating in 2012, I found my first job. I started in editorial, a trainee editor, moved to second assistant. And then I discovered, as I moved on to bigger budget films, I learned of the role of a visual effects editor, that it existed. And I kind of was always interested to try it out because I liked, you know, I didn't know exactly what it was about, but I knew it was, you were more involved with visual effects, and, you know, you'd be temping up shots in the film. which is always cool. I kind of like to do whenever I've got the chance to do anything like that on smaller films I used to work on, I always took them up. Eventually I got a chance to work as an assistant with the first visual effects editor, one of the first that I came into contact with. He gave me a chance on Fantastic Beasts, the second one. And ever since that job, I've worked as an assistant from then on, and then and my first one as a VFX editor. So to answer your question, which is, with editing, that I always had that was my favorite part of filmmaking. Way back from, like I said, in college. And visual effects editing was something I just tried out because it was slightly different to, because you have to know, like, being an assistant editor, even being a visual effects editor, there's a lot different to being an editor. It's a different skill set completely. You more have to be more technically minded as an assistant, and you've got a very specific set of roles and things to do. Whereas editing is completely different. You have to be it's more of a creative job, whereas the other one is more of a technical one. Not to say that the other one, that being an assistant, can't be creative in some ways, but editing is storytelling, in its essence. Visual effects editing is pretty technical as well. But there is that creative element to it too.
What differs between the assistant role and then the actual editing role? What's the difference?
Oh, between assistant editing and editing.
Because you said the assistant is much more technical, I think.
The assistant, you're expected to, at the beginning, set the project up, whichever editing software you're using. Usually most films, in my experience, use Avid, Media Composer. So you set it up, you have to sync rushes or dailies, get it ready for the editor in a way that they like it. You're having to turn over once things are assembled, you're having to turn over reels to sound departments, DI, a lot of other, you're basically providing to a lot of people what the editor does, because you're assisting them. Depending on what stage you're at, you could get to a stage where you are actually assembling scenes for the editor, but that comes later, it depends who you're working with as well. But being an editor, you've got almost complete control over the cut. That's the difference, and you're literally telling the story. You're not, everything's prepared for you, which is what the assistant does. You're just focused on telling that story the best you can. It's not always not complete control, because there's that directors and producers and stuff that have their input, but that's the difference really. And the visual effects editing, just to describe what it is you are the bridge between you're kind of the bridge between the editorial department and the visual effects department, because once those shots are cut in, the ones that have to be visual effects shots, they have to be passed, everything has to, the plates have to be passed over, frame ranges, a whole bunch of data that, VFX artist, all that stuff you get essentially comes through us. We have to translate that information across from editorial to the VFX vendors.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, but it can be, man. Especially in those big shots that you guys do. It's like, I don't know, 10 grand a frame. If we pull it extra, we pull the wrong ones, so you start working on it. that's on us.
Yeah. You guys are the ones, like, whenever I find myself not having my shots working, I'm like, how did they cut this like that? So you said you got your first job. I'm just wondering how you got your foot in the door. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so my first editorial job as a trainee, I got that just after I graduated. I sent a bunch of emails out to a lot of editors through their agents, just asking for a job. There's no one way to get in. This was my way, I just sent messages to the editors directly, and which isn't really, you know, really should go, most people go through as a runner, work their way yeah. up, you know, meet other assistants, meet mm-hmm. a post-production supervisor or coordinator, and they employ them. But I went straight to the editors, not that kind of like a lack of knowledge, I guess, of how yeah. hierarchy and structure works. But it worked out, and one of them, out of, I don't know how many hundreds of emails I sent, hundreds of emails, one of them got back to, well, a few of them got back to me. One of them was like, his name Jake Roberts, ever grateful to Jake. He said, mm-hmm. He's going for a job. He's like, if I get this job, then you can come on as a trainee. He got the job. He brought me in as a trainee. That was a film called The Riot Club, which was made, shot back in 2013, I think, 14. Anyway, that was my real foot in the door.
Okay.
And then, as I said before, my introduction to visual effects editing was through a visual effects editor called Steve Pang.
Okay.
Shout out to Steve as well for giving me my first job as well as a VFX assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him on a film called Pan back in 2014, I think, 15. Yeah. Which didn't do that well in the box office and cinema and stuff, but it was a great learning curve for me, and I got mm-hmm. to meet Steve as well, who gave me my break on as an assistant on yeah. Fantastic Beasts 2.
Nice, the big jump.
yeah
can you just quickly tell us some of the shows that you've worked on?
So because I'm a VFX editor now, mm-hmm. I'll mention those ones first. So I started, as I said, Fantastic Beasts. Then I moved on to Maleficent 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved on to Venom 2. And now I'm on to the new Star Wars show, Andor, as VFX editor.
Yeah.
And previously on, as an assistant editor, I worked on Pan, I worked on Riot Club, Far From the Madding Crowd, a couple of other films, Hunter Killer, what else? I've got some of the DVDs up here, actually.
Yeah.
I collect the DVDs. Morgan.
yeah.
Yeah, that's a couple of them. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's very interesting that route of editing came unexpectedly, because you said you wanted to do physio, like you wanted to study physio. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big change.
yeah. So what are your, I guess, as a VFX editor now, what's your day-to-day like?
So at this part of the project, I kind of came into this one a couple of months in. But at this stage where we've got episodes that have been completed, we're in the middle of episodes, day-to-day, come in, kind of assess, check emails, see what's going on. Right now, if I'm gonna, when I go in tomorrow, I've got a bunch of temp shots to work up, which is a big part of it. As a VFX editor, you are expected to be able to provide a vision of what the shot's going to look like, so the editor and the director and whoever else can see it. So we'll be temping in, you know, quite rough comps of, you know, filling green screens with backgrounds or painting out objects that shouldn't be there, or sometimes even comping in, like, you know, there's a lot of spaceships going on this now because we're in Star Wars land right now, so there's a lot of that. Lasers, we're doing loads of lasers. There's a lot of that, so yeah, we're expected to do a lot of that. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. There's a big long list of things that we have to do. Other than that, we could be turning over visual effects shots over to you guys to through visual effects production, who distribute out to the vendors. There's a lot of that, and you know, if you think about it, average movie, big budget movie, has got, I don't know, 2,500 shots. Mm-hmm. We're the ones getting those frames out the door, and we're definitely having to deal with changes. So cuts are always changing, things are getting extended out of handles.
Mm-hmm.
We have to kind of, we're responsible to track and figure out when a shot's been extended, because we don't always know. But, you know, some editors, they won't tell you. You have to look through, you have to find it. You have to look through the reels and find it. And we have different tools. You know, a lot of editors usually have their own database either using FileMaker or Shotgun's a popular one used on like a browser-based one. So yeah, that's a big part of it, just finding what's changed, keeping up to date, so you guys are kind of working on the most up-to-date version of the cut. Those are probably the two big parts of it at this stage. Temping shots in, making sure when it's time to turn over, we turn over. And in general, sometimes, you know, just providing visual effects and editorial, both with information across. Sometimes, you know, editorial visual effects will need to see the cut as it is because they're doing something. For example, we had like a sprite shoot recently, need to shoot extra, or it's an element shoot. They need to see, visual effects need to see the latest cut to see exactly what they need to shoot. So that's something that we have to keep up on top of as well. Later on, once we're fully into post, once we've turned all the shots over and we're getting shots back, they need to be cut in and check that they're at the right duration. We've got the correct amount of handles for extensions or anything. Checking, you know, QCing, checking the color spaces, everything's okay. There's a lot to do. It's quite, you need quite a broad range of knowledge. Not necessarily, you know, you don't need a specialized piece of knowledge. You don't need, you need to know a lot about a lot of things. To be able to answer a lot of questions because you're dealing with the editorial side and the visual side, which are both different departments. That's like the day-to-day at different stages of the cut.
I guess then that's the importance of being an assistant, because then you learn those technical bits.
Most people who work as a visual effects editor, they do usually work as an assistant first, you know, because you have to learn that, you have to know the way editorial works, to know the way visual effects works, you know, in terms of like budgeting and costing and the timing of things that they do. There might be some visual effects editors that go straight into it, but it would be difficult, I think, because you don't know that you've got to learn both sides.
So then do you decide how the film should be cut or and the direction for it?
No, so that's the editor's role. That's a very specific, that's just the editor. So as a visual effects editor, we're just there to aid. So the only way that I could say that we influence the cut is like through the temps that we do. So let them know how a shot's going to look, if it's going to work or it's not going to work. Sometimes, you know, an example, like on Andor, what I'm doing now, there was an editor who had an idea for three shots. He was like, I want to make these three work. Can you try and make it work? And I had to like find, you remember you told me about Sketchfab? I had to find, because we're not visual effects artists. We kind of just do very scrappy comps or the way we can. So I used the 3D model on Sketchfab for angles of the ship. And I managed to comp it in to show him how it would cut across those three shots. So in a way that was, you know, they those shots weren't intended for the cut, but I had to kind of show him that it could work if we do it like this. That's probably about as much influence I say as we have on the cut. Just because that's like our creative side. Temping shots up. The actual cutting of the shots and deciding what goes in and out, that's the editor's role. And that's like the next league up from us.
So then how early on are you brought on a show and how late do you stay on?
It depends on the show. I've sometimes been on it, like on Fantastic Beasts I was on from beginning to end. Other ones I came into post, that's because I was asked to come in, you know, a bit later, or the opportunity arose a bit later into the show. But generally, from what I've experienced, it can be you're either from it from the beginning of the shoot and you're one of the last to finish, or you come in after the shoot and then you go into the end still, because you have to go right to the VFX delivery date, which is one of the last things, you know. Yeah. And then obviously there's a sound and everything else, but you're there to close to pretty much close to the end.
Yeah,
you don't need to be there for
the
sound, you know, all of the editorial stuff. Yeah. Just concerned with the visual effects. But we have to make, sometimes they just keep us on just as a safety minute, just in case anything goes on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's in that sense, in terms of job longevity, it's a good job because you're usually there from the beginning to the end. Whereas I know a lot of assistants, they kind of just, they're there for the shoot. Okay. And then, or they're, you know, they're there for just for a portion of the time and then they move on.
So yeah, sure.
But all the jobs that I've done in visual effects, I'm pretty sure they've all been minimum a year.
Yeah.
Which is good. Okay.
Yeah.
Freelancers.
Yeah, nice. So yeah, how do you feel about having such an integral role in the film industry? Like,
man, well, yeah, this step up that I've done now, you know, it's made me realize it's a really important job, and it's a very it's quite a hard job as well. Quite demanding. Yeah. Obviously, as an assistant, you feel it as well. You know, you can see it, but you're not the one making the calls all the time. You know, as an assistant, you're just like, we've got to do this and this and this. As a visual effects editor, you're expected to give those calls, you know, to make those calls.
Yeah.
And now that I have, you know, there's two of us on the show, two VFX editors, and we have an assistant between us. Now I have to kind of delegate jobs, which I used to receive.
Yeah.
So it's a different dynamic.
Yeah.
I guess it being an integral role, it does come with that added responsibilities. I'm definitely doing a lot longer hours than I've done before.
Yeah, sure.
But that comes with the job, you know. And it is nice to have different conversations with different people. You know, I'm talking directly to the editors now, whereas before, information would be fed from the VFX editor to me and be like, we've got to do this, this, and this. Now I'm going to the editor and saying, you know, speaking directly to them. So, and sometimes, you know, in some cases, not so much on this, but in some cases, you're talking directly to the director about stuff. Mm-hmm. They want to know, you know, some are very specific about visual effects. They want to know exactly what's going on here and what's going to go, how things are going to work.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, I think you just answered my next question, but yeah, I was curious to find out how close-tied their relationship with the director is.
It depends from job to job. But sometimes it can be, you know, it's not going to be as close as the editor or anything, you know. Okay, but if it's a big because the thing with VFX editors, the job is becoming more prevalent. So even in TV series or films where you don't think there would be a need for a visual effects editor, there is, because, you know, as you know, VFX is in pretty much like 90% of whatever you watch on TV is there. So, and then sometimes it can be a job done by an assistant if there's only a few shots.
Yeah.
But as it grows, you know, as the demand for VFX grows, the demand for VFX editors will grow as well. Yeah. So the reason I made that point is because, what was it I was saying? The visual effects editor, the direction between the relationship between the director. Yeah, so on a big budget VFX film where the VFX is really important, you're going to have to speak to the director most times, you know, because they're going to want to know exactly what's going on, or the director or the showrunner, you know, they're going to want to know exactly what's going on here. They know, you know, they know the script, they know the vision, and they're going to want to see early versions of it, which is what we're there to help facilitate. And sometimes, you know, if they can see something's not going to work out because, I don't know, maybe sometimes we do a crappy job. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But you know, if they can see that it's not going to, if the shot's not going to work out, they may scrap it. They may scrap the concept. I've yet to experience that yet because this is a TV series and it's working in blocks. There are a lot of different, there are like four different directors, around four. on this show. So in this, I've seen it as an assistant, the way the VFX editors I've worked with before have been with the directors. In this one, I've yet to actually have like a proper relationship with the directors on this one. But that may change later on as we move into post and stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you mentioned earlier that the VFX finals come back through you. So I'm just wondering generally what you think of the VFX finals once they've come back, as they usually come back with, like, you know, some amazing work.
Yeah.
Prior to, compared to when you send them back. So do you
with the finals. So that's one of the I guess a nice perk of the job is that we get to see out of the editorial, we get to see what the shots come back, what they look like first. And that's always exciting, you know, because sometimes you're working with post viz and, you know, it looks it's there as a as an aid, you know, to help you make it look like in its rudimentary form. And then when you get the final version back, or like a more advanced version from what you saw before, it's nice to see it come to fruition. And it is amazing. Sometimes you kind of just look at something and you know it's, or it's just behind them, it's just a massive green screen and there's nothing there, and then it looks like it was always like that.
Sometimes
when shots do come back, it still amazes me.
The
work that visual effects artists do, because I could sometimes, you know, you could go through a movie I worked with, or even sometimes you can go through a movie after you've done it so many times, you can go through a movie or TV series that you haven't worked on and be like, you know exactly where the visual effects work has been done, which other people would just would have no idea about. Seeing that kind of work, and especially because we can, you can't do this on a TV, but we can switch between the visual effects plate, the dailies, and the shot, just to see the difference between the two.
Yeah, sure.
Like green to full.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes, you know, sometimes I know that you guys don't always follow the instructions that we give on the count sheets. Sometimes we give like there might be a split screen in the shot. This is a common one. We put like there's like a split screen in the shot. So someone on this side is doing something, someone on this side is doing something.
Yeah.
And you guys have just worked on like one plate, and then you can see that the other actor's not doing the thing. Yeah. So we have to report those back.
Yeah.
That's a common thing.
Yeah.
But I guess at the same time, you know, so that's another part of the job. When you're developing your own database, is to clearly portray and provide the information to the artists so they understand it. Because, like, you know, like you said before, sometimes, you know, a shot can be quite hard to, you know, the editor might throw like a dynamic respeed that's going like 100% to 200% and back to like 50, and then there's like a reposition and a resize on it. There's a whole bunch of things going on.
Yeah.
So we have to clearly we have to describe it to you in simple terms, exactly what's going on at this point and this point.
I mean, yeah, we usually like tend to work on the normal plates, like say for example you guys retime a plate or like scale up or reposition it. We just usually just work on the main plate and then once we submit we do the comp and everything, we get the editors.
For some shots you have to add it, like for the respeeds you have to do it first, right? Are they provided to you like that?
Basically once I've done my work, for example, we then apply the retime. But we don't usually work on the retime plates just in case you get there's a change in edit, for example.
Right, I see. Yeah, I guess it's case by case, isn't it? Because if there is a retime on something, I guess if there is a retime on something, it does if like the action is affected, though.
Yeah.
So I guess it's case by case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it
would
mess up your work if you had to retime it after.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Just curious about what the other VFX editors usually go on to do once they choose to try new things, if it's something that you know.
You mean like beyond VFX editing?
Yeah.
So in editorial, usually, generally, if you're an assistant editor or a visual effects editor, generally you want to be an editor. Like, you're doing this job, but you're doing it to learn the system more, and obviously because you need a job. But most that I've come across are way to, that they want to become an editor. So you'd usually start off as like a runner or a trainee, move to trainee, move to second, move to first, sometimes first move to VFX editor, or like seconds like me, move to VFX assistant, VFX editor. First assistant editor and VFX editor is sort of like the top, like you can't really move forward. It's not like a gradual process of like you just move on to editor, because like I said before, it's a different skill set. Just because I know how to temp shots up and translate information and data across doesn't mean I can story tell. So you do find that some editors will give their first, or in some cases, sometimes visual effects editors, they'll give them a chance to assemble scenes, because that's the only way you're going to learn, which is actual editing. So generally, yeah, I would say that visual effects editors want to try, and that they want to try to edit, and there's no set way about it. A really like famous example amongst editorial and visual effects editors is the editor, and who's like a, he's an editor now. He was the editor of Gravity. He was a visual effects editor first. And I think he worked as a visual effects editor on a few jobs. And then I'm not sure exactly how he got the chance to how he moved up to editor on Gravity, but he was a visual effects editor on Gravity, and he became the editor on Gravity. And then he got I think he won the Oscar for it. They shared the Oscar, didn't they, for Gravity? And that was it. So you look at his IMDb, it's just like VFX editor, VFX editor, and then editor, first credit editor, Gravity. And now he's worked on Transformers and a whole bunch of other movies, and he's working on the big budget features now. And I've worked with an editor, a visual effects editor, who did the same thing. I worked with her on Maleficent. So I was a trainee on Pan, and she was a VFX editor. And I worked on Maleficent, and she was the editor. And yeah, she made the jump in between.
Is it difficult then to transition, or how?
It's you have to have the thing is you have to have the skill of cutting drama or just editing. And that's the thing that you have to hone. A lot either on the side, a lot of people will just cut short films, or smaller projects on the side of the day job. So I've done it before, where doing working in the office all day, and you come home and you've got to do more editing doing this film, because you want to progress your career.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just different ways about it. And one of the reasons why I actually wanted to, this is my first television show. Well, it's like Disney Plus, but it's episodic. Because I wanted to try this out, because it's kind of known that it's slightly easier to get, not that it's easy, but it's an easier path to getting some cutting experience on television than it is to film. It depends on the editor that you work with, who, if they're precious about it, or they're quite open with it. But generally in TV, because there's, not because there's more, there's usually more episodes to cut. You've got like 12 1-hour episodes compared to a 2-hour film. You get more, you get a little bit more opportunity depending on the job.
So what's been your favorite show today?
I'd probably say Maleficent 2. And that's because I was working with the visual effects editor called Michael Chung. Shout out to Michael, because he literally, I find like I feel like he taught me a lot in my career. I worked with him on Maleficent 2 and Venom 2.
Okay.
So I worked with him over like between two and three years.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me a lot. And just for Maleficent, I felt like it was just I learned so much on that job. And everyone made good friends on that job. It was busy. It was probably one of the busiest jobs I've ever been on, because it was just really demanding and, you know, long hours.
Yeah.
But it was always enjoyable, and had a lot of fun on that.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot of the skills that have brought me up to where I am now at this stage of my career. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. My final questions are, what are the best things about what you do, and what advice would you give to anyone looking to do what you do?
The best things I'd say are, it's probably the creative side, to temping shots up, because that's pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like we do what you guys do, but like in a really like crap version. But it's, you know, you guys have to make it perfect. We don't have to make it perfect. We just have fun, you know, chuck something in and people are like, oh, it looks good. Yeah. You know, for us, you know, because for editorial, you know, we can make things when we're just coming up with concepts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to see, no one wants to see green. So when we've chucked something first in, mm-hmm. everyone's kind of, you know, excited about it. And that's probably the nice part, because it's the creative outlet. Mm-hmm. And for someone who wants to get into it, so I forgot to make the distinction before that I work as a visual effects editor mm-hmm. on the production side. Okay. A lot of vendors will have their own visual effects editors, like the client side visual effects editors. Okay. There's a difference, because, you know, you guys, the vendor side, I don't actually know exactly the complete role of a vendor side visual effects editor, because I've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not as involved as we are on the production side, because we have direct contact with the editor and the director and the VFX supervisor. Whereas I think, I'm not exactly sure what the VFX editor on the client side does,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to comment on it, but that's what I do. So yeah, if you wanted to get into it, I'd say I would say start in editorial, work your way up. You'll meet visual effects editors if you're on bigger budgets, or nowadays even mid budgets, you know, because we're there now. The demand for the job is growing. Learn visual effects well. Or even sometimes some people even from VFX production, they do it the other way. VFX production, then they come into editorial and then VFX editor. Just know, try to learn whichever side you start on, try to learn the other side well. It can be a really rewarding job. It's hard work. It is a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it's different, because you can't if someone came to me and they haven't done any work before and they said, "Oh, I want to be your assistant,"
mm-hmm.
I'd be quite hesitant to want to employ them, just because. Yeah. Whereas if I was a first assistant, and someone was like, "I want to be the trainee, you know, can you come as a trainee?"
Mm-hmm.
It's different, because you don't really have a trainee visual effects assistant editor. Whereas you do have trainee editors, in like trainee assistant editors. Because it's quite, you know, and it's usually because it is quite a big learning curve to know, because from project to project, you have to learn someone's whole database. You know, if you're mm-hmm. an assistant, everyone's got their own database, because, you know, I'm in the process of making mine. I've worked on like three people's different databases and they're all different.
Okay.
So it's completely, it varies from show to show. But yeah, I would say the best place to start is in the editorial department,
mm-hmm.
and then see if you can get a chance to work with a visual effects editor as an assistant. Work on your temping skills. That's really important. Database skills, you know, that can, it is a core part of the job. If you can learn something like FileMaker, or, you know, you don't necessarily have to learn it, because you usually have to, you're just using it. Learn about frames, how they work, you know, how we use, because everything in visual effects world is just frames, isn't it? It's not so much, there's time code as well, but it's more so about frames. But that's the path I'd say to go through editorial and work your way up that way.
Cool. Nice. Cool, man. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for sharing.
No worries. I hope it's of use to people to learn. Because another thing is, I don't think a lot of people know what we do. And when people ask me, like, you know, not even people who work in the industry, what do you do? It's like, it's a bit hard to describe.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know that there was a difference between the actual editor and then the VFX editor. So,
leagues away. Leagues
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
And in terms of money, the league's different as well.
Yeah. Cool, man. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Cool. All right.